USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, the president takes the long view on all of this.
That's counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, who says President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He takes the long view. He wants a better deal. He inherited a very imbalanced, non-reciprocal, unfair trade deficit with China.
Conway telling Fox News the White House committed to keeping up tariffs on Chinese imports until a trade deal is done.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal. Too many presidents in the past have done that. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy.
In other news, the white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man, Eric Garner, fired. The video going viral back in the day, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement the officer is out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Trump administration talking about tariffs again. USA Radio's Tim Berg with comments from the U.S. Commerce Secretary.
As a new round of tariffs are set to take effect September 1st on Chinese goods, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is defending the Trump administration's tariff policy, saying U.S. consumers are doing okay.
Import prices, in fact, have been down from a year ago. And as you know, there's very little inflation in the consumer economy. So thus far, there has not been any real basis for saying the tariffs have hurt the consumer.
Ross was speaking there on Fox Business, and he also says that United States interest rates are high relative to other countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
On Wall Street, the market gaining ground, the Dow up almost 250 points to close at 26,135. The Nasdaq up 107 points. The S&P 500 up 35 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A pair of surveys come out regarding the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll finds 49% of Americans surveyed approve of the president's economic policies, though the poll was conducted before many economists began warning of a possible coming recession. Another poll released Monday by the National Association for Business Economics shows over 70% of the nation's top economists believe the economy will slide into recession within the next 2 years. President Trump says,
I don't see a recession.
And his top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says,
I don't see a recession at all.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another story about the economy that impacts your wallet. Across the country, the price of gas down for a third week in a row. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
That national average is down 3.2 cents to $2.60 a gallon as oil prices are under pressure, as there are signs the U.S. can come up with a truce with China over a trade war. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the highs and lows across the country.
Louisiana had the nation's cheapest average at $2.18, followed by Mississippi at $2.21 and South Carolina at $2.24. On the high side, Hawaii had the nation's priciest average at $3.60, followed by California at $3.56 and Washington State at $3.19 a gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.